I'm joined in the studio by Paul Salmon from Elan Fire and Security Group, who's here to talk about how to protect your home over Christmas. Elan Fire and Security Group of companies are an independent and family-run, and they've been in business for over 35 years, based in Essex and London, but they've got customers all over the UK and overseas as well, and they're providing fire and security solutions to businesses, organisations and domestic properties of all sizes. So very nice to meet you.
Hi, Michelle.
Before we talk about some of the security that you actually deal with and fire solutions, how long have you been involved with the business? Is it your family business?
It's my family business. Myself and my father own the company. We bought it back in 2006. It was tending to fail a little bit. There were two directors who had lost interest in it. I already had another company. so we merged the two companies together back in 2006. I've been doing this job. I'm 41 now, and I've been doing this all of my life since I was at school. So it's been my industry my whole life, basically. So
you must have seen a lot of changes.
A hell of a lot, yeah. I've seen a hell of a lot, and
Is Christmas a time where people, there's more burglaries? I mean, is it more, or is it generally kind of equal throughout the year?
Unfortunately, Christmas time is prone to burglaries in domestic properties. They tend to go sky high.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, people have presents around your tree over there in the corner.
Nothing under there.
they have presents around the tree and they break in and steal your presents. It's a sad time. Mm. I've been to 3 break-ins this week already. It's unfortunate to see. Unfortunately, it's my business. Yeah. But it's what we have to do to protect people.
I think what it is we can't think, just being normal everyday people, you can't think that somebody could be that cruel to do it,
that
but
shadow,
people
yeah.
who are in that line of work, they really don't have
they
any
don't
feelings at
no,
all.
They don't care at all.
Doesn't matter whether it's for your children or whatever you put, they don't care, they'll take anything. A burglar alarm for sure will put people off. What are the things people could be doing if they haven't got a burglar alarm?
As you say, an alarm system is a great visual deterrent as well, so a nice bell box out the front, not one of these DIY things that you can buy from some of the shops, but a professionally installed alarm is a great visual deterrent. They don't want to get caught, that's the main thing, they do not want to get caught at all. So they want to be in and out, and if you've got a nice alarm box outside and your neighbour hasn't, then 9 times out of 10 your neighbour's going to get hit.
Would it be a bell box or is it a siren? Which is the best? Would you say the bell or the siren?
Terminology is bell box.
Yeah.
In the old days, there used to be a physical bell.
Mm.
These days, they are electronic sirens.
Yeah.
So, but the terminology hasn't changed,
right,
really.
Okay.
People, as you say, ladders left outside properties, garden spades, forks. Everybody has these sliding patio doors.
Yeah.
A fork and that can easily lift off a door. People leave them in the garden. Things like bricks, I go to break-ins where they've picked up some of your nice rockery in your garden, thrown it through the window, and they're in and out within minutes.
Yes, yeah.
Generally, they're not going for nice tellies and stuff these days. They're going for jewellery.
Mm.
The two break-ins I've been to this week already, they had safes in their bedroom.
Yeah.
Safes need to be bolted down. I keep telling everybody, safes need to be, no matter how heavy you think it is, they take a little length of a scaffolding bar and they will have your safe out of your house within minutes. So they need to be bolted down, but generally they're going for smaller stuff, handbags, jewellery, and it's stuff you can't replace.
Yeah.
It might have been passed down from generation to generation. So
the other thing is car keys. I you know, I know you don't really want, if somebody breaks into your house and you're upstairs, it must be frightening. You don't obviously call the police straight away. But the other thing is take your car keys, not leave them. We've all got a habit of going in and putting the car keys by the front door or by a table on the front door. And if they get in, then they take the keys and off they go. Mind you, my car is so old, they probably just leave them there, to be quite honest. But that's what they normally do. They pick out the car and they think, right, we'll take a risk to see if they've left them.
Yep, there's several ways. I don't want to get into too many details, but they're using fishing rods. They're popping front doors.
Yeah.
If you have these nice UBVC doors, you need to double lock every time you go in and out. You need to double lock and make sure you're throwing the latch. So many people go to bed, rely on their outside porch or their inner door to be locked. And with a simple bit of plastic, you can pop most doors open and they're getting your keys and they're going. They have a new way now. If you've got one of these nice new cars with a start-stop technology, they don't even need to get into your house now. They use an aerial. There's videos all over the internet of it, so I'm not telling you anything that's unknown. But it's getting bad. Getting bad. I see the police stats on a weekly basis, and car theft is one of the main things at the moment as well.
Yeah, and I know we've seen quite a lot of stuff to do with the police at the moment not really responding. It is, I mean, if it's your property, it is obviously heartbreaking, but the police are so overstretched, which is not, you know, obviously not their fault, because that comes from whatever they've got to fill in all the paperwork.
Yeah.
But it's important to you, but it's not something always the police even turn up for.
No, they just give you a crime reference number over the phone.
Mm.
9 times out of 10, they don't turn up, or they turn up a few days later, which for evidence purposes is no good to anybody. And they know that, but as you say, they're overstretched, they're undermanned, so...
Your company, you actually deal with businesses, organisations, so you do across the board. So what type of new technology is coming in for alarms at home? Because
the basic technology now is app controlled. So everybody's got nice smartphones.
Well, don't look at my phone. Just looked at my phone and started laughing.
Just talking about...
I've seen your phone. It's lovely. my cell phone, yeah.
Everybody's got these nice new smartphones and stuff. So the app control on there, you can set and unset your alarm. If your alarm goes off, it will pop up a notification on your phone, and it will tell you exactly what sensor's gone off. 9 times out of 10, you've left the bedroom window open, and it will come up master bedroom or something, and you think, oh, I've left that window open, that's what it is. You can turn the alarm off remotely. So that's the new technology out there for domestic alarms, is app control, which everybody loves.
Yeah.
I'm tending to see people use it for 5 minutes and then go back to the old ways, but it's a fad. That's the technology, and people ask for it, so we provide it. Cameras on your phone as well, so wherever you are in the world, you can keep an eye on what your house and children and staff are doing, like I do.
Yeah.
Hi, staff, by the way.
He's watching you now.
Yeah, exactly. that's the technology at the moment. It's fantastic. And as you say, we do from small domestic. We've got lots of multi-million pound houses, probably like what you live in, Michelle.
Yeah, exactly.
And we do retail, commercial premises right across the country. We do chains of shops up as far as Beverley in West Yorkshire and Wales. And, yeah, we cover the whole country, really. So.
And you know stuff overseas as well?
Yeah, I've worked all over Europe and stuff, so we've got stuff all over the place. It's good. Wherever it takes us.
Now, talking about the fire, I must say that I tested my fire alarm the other day and the batteries had run out and I haven't put the batteries in. It's really,
naughty.
Really naughty.
It's naughty.
And that is one of those really sort of one. It looks like it's been in a fire. It's so old, by the way. What sort of new things are coming up and what are people having installed in their homes?
Fire is a very hot subject.
Yeah.
Excuse the pun, but it's a very, very hot subject at the moment because of Grenfell Tower.
Yeah.
Domestic smoke alarms, what you're talking about, they only have a life expectancy of 10 years as well. So you need to check that. There's normally a date on them and replace the batteries. New technology with smoke alarms. Alarms is they sit on your Wi-Fi, so your Wi-Fi network at home.
Yep.
You set them up. They're on your phone. They do a weekly test on their own. If the smoke alarms go off, they will tell you. There's some great products out there, DIY and professionally fitted for fire protection at home.
Mm.
So more commercial stuff is a bit bigger and a bit more involved, like your flash fire alarm in here and stuff. So, but that's generally what we do is the proper fire alarms. The domestic smoke alarms and stuff we tend to steer clear of because it's something that you as a homeowner can do and look after yourself. So,
And have you invented anything? Have you got onto that sort of... I just wondered, because you see security all the time, you must think, oh, if only I had that. Have you put anything together to sort of invent any new stuff?
Over the years, I've worked in a hell of a lot of places, TV studios and radio stations and stuff like that. So, and every project's different. So generally we have to, invent things and make things for that particular project to make it work. So, over the years, nothing that I've sort of published or nothing like that. But, we do have to come up with some funky little things.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
I love it. We were just saying
the best. I said that I came up with my security, which is that if anyone touches the front door, I'm out. They just get a huge vault of electricity and they go into a puff of dust and they're never seen again. And that'll teach you for burning somebody's house.
The amount of times I get asked for that. Or a machine gun on the roof.
It's like, I don't think we can actually put that in. It might be a little bit dangerous. So if people want to find out more about the company, you've got a great website and you've got everything listed there.
Yep, it's all on there. Yeah, it's www.elandsecurity.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can ring the office. Again, numbers on the website. It's all over our vehicles and stuff. So, and we're out and about generally all the time anyway. So you'll see my vehicles floating around. So
You cover whole of Essex, whole of the UK, and you do stuff overseas as well.
Yeah, we're mostly Essex, London, and Kent is our main areas. But as I say, we do cover the whole country.
And if somebody was thinking about getting maybe for say a 3-bedroom. Semi-detached house, they were looking to possibly get an alarm system fitted. Is there like an average kind of price, or does it really depend on the equipment and stuff they have? Have you got sort of an average kind of idea of what that would be?
For a normal domestic system, every house is different.
Yeah.
Everybody's got different needs. But normally our domestic stuff starts from about £450 installed.
Yep.
can go up to thousands and thousands. So some people have pets, they don't want movement sensors in the corner of the room, they just want windows and exterior protection. So that tends to be a little bit more money. So every house is different.
And do you do like security lights and stuff like that as
we
well?
Yep, security lighting as well. We do CCTV, we do fire extinguishers, we do fire alarms. Everything's on the website. It's all there, it's all listed out.
So, I mean, if you haven't got, I always think when I first bought my house, I got an alarm put in straight away.
You're one of the minority because people always think I'll do it later.
And that was years ago. I got it put in because I just didn't want to be in that situation. My mum and dad had been burgled three times, and on the third time, the guy actually broke in upstairs and was downstairs, ate stuff from their fridge, took my mum's jewellery, and then I just have to tell you that the police said they caught him because he'd left fingerprints. And they did actually check for fingerprints. And then they said, would you like to meet him? Because he's a career criminal.
Rehabilitation.
And my mum just said, why? He's nicked all jewellery that my mum's had for years and been in and taken stuff. And he eaten stuff out the fridge as well. Of course we want to meet him. We want to shake you by the hand a bit. No thanks. What's going on in the world, you know?
A lot of break-ins that I go to, it's happened while people are asleep. Sometimes you don't hear them. Sometimes you do and you disturb them and they run. We've all heard horror stories as well.
I've got loads of people I know. Once you've had that happen in a house and somebody's broken in, you find it very difficult to sleep. You find it very difficult. It can go on for years of not feeling secure in your own house. And if you spend, like you said, it starts from £450. That isn't a huge amount of money if you spread it over. If you think about it over a year, and also think about the amount of times you go to the pub and have a drink as well, or go out for dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
So really, over a couple of months, that is nothing. No. And then you know you've got security for your house.
Exactly. As I say, I go to lots of break-ins and I see lots of people that are completely devastated.
Yeah.
They've lost their mum's jewellery. It was their nan's jewellery. Yeah. They're never going to get it back. It's a sad thing.
Well, let's just cheer him all up in the office. Yes. So he is watching you at the moment. So if you're not working and doing what you should be, because he'll be having a go. And he does have a lovely phone, which I'm getting one at Christmas. I've not actually held one, that phone, in my hand, but now I have. I feel I'm going to be able to go to people, look at my phone. But you know, I need to get a case, because if I don't, I drop it outside like I did before. I'll be gutted. Yeah. It's really nice to meet you. Be coming back in again soon.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thanks for getting me.
And I'll see you again soon, Paul. Don't forget, if you want to find out more, go to all the W's, elandsecurity.com, and make sure that you are protected in your home this Christmas, as you don't want to get any of those lovely presents that you've been saving up to buy for the whole year.